Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Todd Zwillikin for John Hockenberry. That music, of course, means it's time for sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, we've been talking a lot about baseball pennant races this week because mid-September is here and October's coming up, and that's playoff season. But we got to talk about a different race going on in baseball now. That's the race for MVP in both the NL and the AL, the National League and the American League. Take a listen to this.
Mahler continues to rack up hits in bunches against the Indians, 1-0.
So that's Minnesota Twins Joe Mauer hitting an RBI single on Tuesday as he raised his batting average to .373, which is phenomenal. Mauer's on his way to winning his third batting title. Does he have a chance to beat out Derek Jeter from the Yankees, Miguel Cabrera from the Tigers for MVP of the American League?
So in my mind, Miguel Cabrera statistically, because of his low number of errors, is the MVP. He's leading in every category for the Detroit Tigers, every batting category, and they're in contention for they have a playoff spot and they have a great chance to do well in the playoffs. So in terms of who's most valuable to their team, Miguel Cabrera is that guy. In terms of spiritually, in terms of who means the most to their team, of course, is Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter has stepped into the ranks of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle. He stepped into history when he passed Lou Gehrig's hits record. And in terms of what he means to the team and to the city, that's Derek Jeter.
Hits record for the Yankees, not for the Major League.
Correct,
of course.
Correct. And he also is second in hits in the Major Leagues this year behind Ichiro.
Well, is this MVP award, is it weighted towards hitting? I mean, do the top hitters have an advantage, or do they really look at the well-roundedness of the player, the defensive ability? You mentioned Cabrera's low error count. You mentioned a spiritual aspect. I wonder if the MVP voters and judges really look at that, or is this a hitting contest?
Well, I think the MVP is a question of who is most valuable to the best team. That's why Joe Mauer is not going to really – everyone wants him, but he's going to win the batting title because he's the best batter in the league, and he's got the biggest bat. But the Twins aren't in a position right now, although they've been doing better lately, they're not in a position right now to make it to the playoffs.
Break down the National League for us real quick.
Well, obviously you have Albert Pujols and then the other guy, Florida Marlins, Hanley Ramirez. Albert Pujols is the best player on the best team in the National League, and I find it really difficult to say something else is going to happen. Ramirez has more steals than Pujols, so there's some argument statistically there, but without a doubt, I think it's Pujols.
Is Pujols the best by the numbers, do you think, in terms of errors, batting average? I mean, on paper, does he make the grade, or is it more subjective with
him? No, I think he's definitely, on paper, the better player, and he also means the most to his team in this critical moment. And he's also already won a World Series as well, so he knows what it takes to get there.
All right, we got to look at pennant races here. Giants and the Rockies played last night. What happened in that game? Because we're in the final throes of the regular season heading up to the playoffs.
So it was a pitcher-perfect night in San Francisco, and the Giants were poised to pull within a game and a half of the wild card leading Rockies, but that wasn't the case because of Jorge De La Rosa, who became a 15-game winner. He threw 8 scoreless innings, and the Rockies pulled it out. They're now 3.5 games ahead, and they're set to cruise into this next round. But still, the race is really tight, and it's really exciting in the NL West.
Phenomenal. 8 scoreless innings. Did he last the whole game, or did they get a closer?
He didn't. He lasted. He left them with a 4-0 lead, and then the Giants came back in the ninth inning and scored 3 runs in the ninth inning. So it was a beautiful night for baseball in San Francisco last night.
Playoffs are coming up. Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen bringing us up to speed on the MVP races in the American League and the National League, not to mention a little bit of the upcoming October baseball, which is my favorite part of the season by far. Ibrahim, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good morning.